Any NOLA girls cross country state qualifiers who are?
Emily Naughton.
Gracie Foster.
All right, coming into this race, knew it was going to be a really tough field, qualified individually. How does that make you feel?
I was scared. I knew there was a lot on the line, and just to know that it's a tight race kind of just escalates the pressure of even being at a state qualifying meet.
Individually, I knew that it was going to be a pretty tight pack for me to get in individually, but I knew a lot of really talented girls, and if they were in my sights, I just knew that I was in a good spot.
Well, talk about as a team falling just short. Again, you knew it was going to be a very tough field and ended up just short, but overall still a pretty good team season.
Yeah, we are a little disappointed that we didn't get there as a team, but we practiced hard. I mean, you can't really do anything else about that. We came prepared, and Southeast Polk just came ready, and they're a really strong pack.
Yeah, we're sad, honestly. It's really hard seeing all of us kind of with tears in our eyes and stuff, but I mean, Southeast Polk was just there today, and sometimes like we just, our 100% isn't always the true 100%, but I'm really happy for the girls who, I think we gave it our all, but it is hard to see it just be like just out of reach and just out of sight.
Well, talk about being able to run here at Pickard one final time this season. I know, how much did that mean to you staying on the home course for this last race here?
I was really excited coming in because I was like, I knew there would be a lot of people here. I knew it would be an exciting place to run. Like, I'd be able to, like, play to some of my strengths here. But, you know, it also has its downside. Like, everybody kind of sees us struggle. But, like, I am glad it was here. I think it's comforting to be at home, to be close to home now, and just try and give it our all here.
Yeah, I do like that we had our district meet at Pickard. It's just a really nice course. I personally like the changes that we made to the course. Felt more like a true cross-country course and not just laps around grass fields. But yeah, it is sad seeing some of our seniors just out of reach from being able to run at Fort Dodge one last time. But me and Gracie can do is just run for our teammates and show up ready.
All right, well, goals to prepare for Fort Dodge. Coach Singleton said, you know, we're probably not going to dramatically improve our times. What you have to do is just kind of maintain. How do you want to take, I guess, the goals for that over the next week?
My goal for state is just to go out strong, try and do better than my past years. Just try and have the mentality that, hey, this is my last one probably ever, and I just have to enjoy it.
Yeah, I think that at this point in the season, like, nothing's really going to change. So, I mean, getting to go to state should be fun. So I just want to, you know, kind of get in the right headspace again, like, that we're here to have fun, that, like, we're here because we love to run, and just kind of get excited for that and just think about my teammates and, like, my family and, like, the people that work with you all season to get you to this point. Like, since they don't get to be there, I hope, like, I can run good for them. And I think just, like, run with the competition at state. It's always, you know, it's crazy good meet. So, like, if I can just go out and run with them and, you know, have this season end on a good note and end with, like, one of our seniors, like, that's all I can ask for.